quick look at this week's parsha reveals what seems to be a laundry list of different halachas. Avodim, Nezikin, Gnevu Gzeila, Shvuos, Shomrim. Much of Choshen Mishpat is found here. The question is, what's the message? Why does the Torah focus so much on Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro right after Kabbalah Satar? I think perhaps the answer is that the Torah wants to emphasize the important role that Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro play in the process of achieving Shlemus. All too often people think that to be called a medakdek b'mitzvos, one has to meticulously observe Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Makom. A person has to daven along Shmona Esrei, have a three-hour night seder, buy a beautiful chazanish esrig, adhere to all the brisker chumers and matzah. That's what you have to do to be frum. And that's enough. Does it matter if we deal honestly with other people? If we cheat on our taxes? If we cheat on exams? Does it matter if we give tzedakah? If we do chesed? If we set the table, wash the dishes at home? If we're careful not to turn on the light when our roommate is sleeping? If we help a friend who's struggling with his coursework? Does it matter? Of course it matters. But it doesn't matter as much as Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Makom. That's what some people think. Comes the Torah here in Parashas Mishpatim and it tells us that this is a big mistake. The reality is, to achieve Shlemus, it's not enough to fulfill just Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Makom. That's certainly a very important part of the equation, but it's only half the picture. Without fulfilling Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro as well, one can't achieve true Shlemus. You can't be called a real medakdek b'mitzvos unless you're careful about both. Both Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Makom and Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro as well. Onos Dvorim, hurting other people with our words, is just as important as tefillah. Giving tzedakah and doing chesed is just as important as the mitzvah of shofar. The Torah is telling us that mitzvahs bein adam l'chavero aren't just extra. Keeping those mitzvahs don't make a person into a tzaddik. They make a person a mensch. They make a person into a shalom. This idea can help answer another question as well. The Mefarshim will ask, why does the Torah begin with Sefer Bereishis? After all, the Torah isn't a storybook, it's a Sefer Halacha. So, it should have begun with Parshas Bo, with the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the first mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael received in Mitzrayim. We know that many answers are given to this question. I was thinking, perhaps the simple answer might be that the Torah begins with Sefer Bereishis because it wants to reinforce the notion that there are Cheretz Kadma LaTorah. It wants to give us the musa we need to hear about Midos Tovos and Derech Eretz before we start to learn about Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Makom. That's why the Torah tells us the stories of Sefer Bereishis. Because sometimes the best way to give musa is not by hitting someone over the head with it, but by telling a good story which illustrates the point. Who do we know of? What people who were greater models of sensitivity and compassion than the others? Avraham Avinu, we know, was the Amud HaChesed. He was constantly concerned with other people, whether those people deserved his kindness or they didn't. Avraham Avinu davened even on behalf of Sodom. He risked his life to save Lot, even after Lot separated himself from him. Avraham Avinu was a Baal Chesed par excellence. Yitzchak Avinu as well. Yitzchak was very careful to deal with others properly. He suffered most of his life at the hands of the Plishtim. All the wells that his servants dug, the Plishtim stuffed up, they caused him a lot of trouble. But then after Yitzchak is successful, Avimelech and the Plishtim want to make a bris with him. What's his response? Does he complain to them that they always made his life difficult? No. He agrees to make the bris, no questions asked, no comments made. And of course, Yaakov Avinu, even after Lavan tricks Yaakov with Rachel and Leah, Yaakov continues to work for Lavan Be'amunah. He doesn't take advantage. His integrity remains impeccable, even when Lavan changes the condition of their agreement multiple times. Why does the Torah tell us these stories before introducing us to Taryag Mitzvahs? Maybe the answer is that it wants to emphasize to us that Midos Tovos and Derech Eretz aren't Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. They're a prerequisite for achieving true Shlemus. Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. This week, we read Parsha Shkolim, the Alshech comments that the reason why each person gave only Machzis HaShekel is to teach us that Klal Yisrael isn't complete unless we join together as one. Each individual is only like half a person unless he's also concerned and sensitive to the needs of his fellow Jew. It's not easy for us to learn how to act properly Bein Adam L'Chaver. We live in a society that praises a cynical remark, a sharp comeback, a glib one-liner. There's a culture out there that thrives on poking fun at other people, on raising oneself up at the expense of someone else. It's just not cool to be sensitive to someone else's feelings. The Torah is telling us both in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Shkolim that that's not real godliness. Insulting or bullying someone else, or simply acting in a self-centered way, that doesn't show greatness. If anything, it shows the opposite. It's when you demonstrate compassion and concern, kindness and sensitivity, that's when you become a great person. That's when you achieve real shlemus. Good Shabbos.